From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Jonathan Jones reporting. A gunman opened fire outside a high school in Parkland, Florida, Wednesday, killing at least 17 people and injuring at least 16 others. The FBI is on the scene and will take the lead in the investigation. Television video showed students streaming out of Marjorie Stoneman Douglas High School, about 72 kilometers north of Miami. Most of them held their hands high in the air to show police they were unarmed. The sheriff says the alleged shooter is in custody. He believes the gunman is an 18-year-old former student. He was arrested without incident. Officials do not believe there was more than one shooter. The bomb caused an explosion that killed 4 people and wounded 10 during carnival celebrations in Bolivia. The blast happened late Tuesday in the middle of carnival celebrations in the city of Oruro, the capital of President Evo Morales' home province. The bomb was made, according to police, of dynamite, ammonium nitrate, and fuel oil, all commonly used in homemade explosives. The blast dug a crater nearly 1.3 meters wide and 43 centimeters deep. The Zimbabwean opposition leader Morgan Tsvangirai, known for his lengthy, dogged quest to end the regime of longtime President Robert Mugabe, has died just months after Mugabe caved to pressure to step down after decades in power. Tsvangirai was 65 years old. He died Wednesday in South Africa after a long battle with colon cancer. Even in his final months, he did not slow down in his life's mission to bring political change to Zimbabwe. This is VOA News.